Warning, the following podcast contains coarse language and spoilers for the film and the title of the podcast.
Now playing movie reviews in 20 Qs.
Hello, good people, and welcome to an episode of Spotlight. No usual episode from us this week. We've all been really run off our feet, and one of the reasons for that is I've been guesting on a ton of awesome podcasts that I got to tell you about, that you guys need to go and check out. First of all is the Countdown Podcast. You guys know the Countdown boys. They're awesome. Me and Muchu were over there doing top 10 most arousing scenes from movies. And we call it a top 10 arousing scenes, but that's because if you put swear words or anything a little bit too risque and out there in the Apple Podcast description, you get kicked off Apple Podcasts, guys. I've had this before. I put ass or something in one of my episode descriptions and my podcast got delisted from Apple. It's crazy. So anyway, we were over there and we were talking about the top 10 scenes to get our blood pumping. You can imagine what it was like for me and Muchu to come up with a combined list of 10 movies that get our blood pumping. And then compare that to Paul and Wayne's, our Australian brethren, and it was a lot of fun. Go and check them out. There'll be a link down in the show notes. Another awesome podcast I was on is the Binge Movies podcast. I reached out to Jason. Jason reached out to me. No, I'm pretty sure I reached out to Jason. I said, I love your format. I've seen you've had on M from Verbal Diorama. You've had Paul from the Countdown podcast. I want to come on. And one of the suggestions was Muppet movies. I used to love the Muppets as a kid. I don't know if I love them anymore. I had to watch 5 Muppets films and then rank them. So we did the Muppet movie from 1979. We did Muppets Take Manhattan. We did the Great Muppet Caper. We did Muppets from Space. We did Muppet Treasure Island. I realize these aren't in chronological order, guys. These are just the ones that I'm remembering. But had an absolute blast. Got to talk about movies for a lot longer than I normally do. And Jason was like, he was awesome. He's a great host. He's awesome. Finally, TV's Travis, who I've been back and forthing on the old Twitter with for a while, we finally got together and we actually recorded something together, and it was an absolute blast. So he does a podcast called Wait You Haven't Seen, where you basically go pitch a movie at him that you haven't seen, and then you talk about it. You sort of dissect it, you talk about what you like, all that sort of stuff. So it's way more of like sort of an informal sort of discussion around what that movie entails. And he comes very well prepared. Me, not so much. I just came with a fistful of notes about the movie Pretty Woman. That's right, guys, Pretty Woman. I went down through the box office lists of every film ever, had a look at which ones I hadn't seen. Hell of a lot of Pixar, hell of a lot of Harry Potter, saving them for my daughter. But the first one that popped up was Pretty Woman. I was like, I haven't actually seen all that. But, you know, I don't want to ruin my thoughts on it. So go over there, check that out. And fun fact, I brought this up to Emily and Liz, and I got the, wait, why? You talk about Pretty Woman. Why can't we do that? So we are doing an episode on Pretty Woman. Me, Emily, and Liz are going to do an episode on Pretty Woman. That will come after next week's episode, which is on Jurassic Park. Got the We Watch the Thing boys back, and we did that. The other podcast I've done, which I think will be out soon or out when this episode drops, is Stu World Order. Now, Stu does an awesome podcast where he basically just reviews superhero movies. So you guys know me. That's my fucking jam. I had 3 superhero films to choose from. I chose Spider-Man, the original one, you know, Tobey Maguire, 2001. Had an absolute fucking blast. It was awesome. So go over and subscribe to Stu World Order in case the episode isn't out yet, but it should be out soon. And listen to me talk about the thing that started this all. Anyway, that's enough from me. Enough from my gibbering. See you later, guys. Bye.